is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. And I wanted to share something with you that's disturbing to me. I was talking with one of USAprepares.com over the weekend. And we were talking about a gun show. And what happened was he was informed by some of the staff that promoted this gun show. We bought a radio program. Well, that doesn't seem too far out of the norm. You've heard those broadcasts, those hour-long or half-hour-long broadcasts on the weekend for buy this supplement and you will be really healthy. But wait, not only will you get one, but if you act right now, we'll ship you the second one for free. Or those kinds of radio broadcasts, paid radio programs. Well, what's happening is those kinds of programs, infomercials as you might call them, as I call them, are not only on the weekends. They are now moving into mainstream Monday through Friday programming. And it's really hard to tell that somebody is paying somebody to be on the air. So what you may think is an interview might be an infomercial. And I find that very disturbing. I really do. I find it highly disturbing. Because you know a commercial. When we have commercials here on Genesis, you know what a commercial is. And I want you to know that I have never accepted money for any of those who are on the air with me. The reason that I have people on the air with me is, number one, I like them. Number two, I think that we're sharing some information that you might not otherwise know. We have experts. There are about 150 of us. There are about 150 of us, and we talk about things like gardening and seeds and energy, and we talk about gold, and we talk about all kinds of neat things. And I invite those I really like to be at the expo to give seminars on things that I believe you need to know about, and so you can ask some questions one-on-one. But to sell 15 minutes or a half hour or an hour, I have a problem with that. I really do. So I wanted to share that with you, that that's happening right now. And during the top of the hour news, you heard on SRN News the words violating the public trust. We're talking about the Internal Revenue Service. Last week, I posted on the website on May 15th, 5 days ago. I posted this on the website, and I read it out loud twice. Vincent Finelli, USAprepares.com, challenge to Missouri lawmakers. That's very simple. It's one sentence. It says, to introduce, discuss, and pass the following law. Now here's what I'd like to see as a law. It's one sentence. Here it goes. Any Missouri state representative who votes for any bill to become law without fully reading every word of the bill and without understanding every word of the bill is guilty of violating the public trust and will be charged with a felony requiring imprisonment for not less than 10 years. Let me read that again. It's on the website. And I suggest that you go to it. It's page 2. Any Missouri state representative who votes for any bill to become law without fully reading every word of the bill and without understanding every word of the bill is guilty of violating the public trust and will be charged with a felony requiring imprisonment for not less than 10 years. Does anybody have any problems with that? Isn't that what you thought you were electing to represent your interest? Someone who would read these bills before voting on them? That's what we thought. These bums need to be fired, every one of them. We need to fire every one of them, and some people would say, yeah, but there are a few that are good. Well, yeah, but if we fire every one of them, we'll be sure to get rid of all the bums, okay? I'd like to suggest you consider sharing that with all of those on your email distribution list. It's a very simple one-sentence proposed bill that we make that law. That if you, as a representative, sign anything that you haven't fully read and fully understood, you are guilty or can be charged with a felony and requiring imprisonment for not less than 10 years. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi. Sign it and then we'll let you know what's in it. I have never signed a contract that I haven't read. Frank, let's talk about that. Would you sign a contract that you have not read?
I come from the point where I don't like to sign any contracts. If it, you know, my handshake is my word, is my bond, and if I get forced into, if I have to sign something, I'd rather refrain from engaging in whatever the contract pertains to. When I bought my car, I paid cash. And they still want me to go through all this work. They actually, the only form they really wanted me to sign was a form saying that that I would, if I did sue them, I'd sue them in the state of New York, or they wouldn't sell me the car. Well, I like the car, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, so I didn't mind signing it. And if it, I did have a problem with it, then I guess I'd have to go to New York. But on that note, everything is so complex, and you know, I never signed a legal disclaimer in my life buying a car, but this is where the end of the road is. This is why I believe we're circling the drain here.
Interesting
everything
point.
Is a contract.
Interesting point. I wanted to do an exchange, a barter, if you will, with a company in Springfield, Missouri. The barter was very, very simple. Very simple. I was looking to find someone to do graphics work for me. So if any of you out there are good in graphics and you'd like to barter, I would love to chat with you. Just send me an email at vincent@usapreparis.com or call me and I'll call you back after the broadcast. 417-462-1105.
Even in my profession, I don't have any contracts holding clients to meet specific goals, like saying you got to put so much in every month or every year, or what the fees are and all that. That's just the way I do business. When you go into a firm, you know, they want you with a registered investment advisor and manage this money and your responsibilities, your obligations, you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The onus is all of a sudden on the client.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in that position where I have to put the onus on anybody.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about this little barter. All I wanted was someone to help me with some graphics. Very simple. One page. one page. And I said I would do certain things. And the guy said, okay, well, here's what we'll do. We'll write this up, and I'll send you a contract, and we'll make sure that, you know, we agree on all the terms and all that. And I said, no. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to spend the time reading a contract. That'll take longer than it'll take to do this job. I am not interested. So here we have a guy who could have been involved with us, who is more interested in protection and more interested in legal ease than doing the job. So I said, forget it. Never mind. I'll pay you for it. And so that's what we did. But I'm looking for somebody else. I would love to find a graphics artist person who can work with me on the telephone and across the internet through email. So if you are that person and you want to be associated with USAPrepares.com, I'd love to talk with you. So we have become so embroiled in legalese. And there are two kinds of lawyers. And I was slated to go to law school, and I was shaving one day, and I looked in the mirror and I said, jeez, I can't do that. I can't be a lawyer. I was looking at myself in the mirror thinking, how could I possibly be a lawyer and look at myself in the mirror? And so I didn't pursue that career. I was all set. I mean, there was a law firm that wanted to hire me as a real estate attorney. Now, this would, you know, I'm not talking about a criminal attorney. I'm talking about one of the guys who actually does paperwork and filing and that kind of stuff to make sure that real estate transactions are recorded and the buyer knows what he's getting and so forth. But I decided I didn't even want to get that close to being a lawyer. I got an email from a guy, and this guy has been on television. He's one of us. He's been on television. Really good guy. And I'm kind of grinning as I read this, because this guy, I'm not going to say he's a troublemaker, but he's just one of us who just has a real tough time taking direction. He really does. He doesn't like taking direction that is wrong, okay? But he will go to the end of the earth to help somebody. And so I posted this on the website, and it says, shoot, I guess I should look at the clock. it's a letter to the U.S. Census that this this person wrote. I'll read this to you, and I'd love to hear your reaction to this, Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. This is going to be a letter to the U.S. Census. This guy is writing the same page I'm on. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is a great letter to the U.S. Census, and it was written by, not by me, but I can just see myself writing this, but it was written by someone else, and this man is absolutely brilliant. He's been on television, and I'm not going to reveal who he is, but he's one of us. He's been to all the expos, and if you've been to the expos, you met him. There's no question about it. Very unassuming, very professional gentleman. Here it is. Vinny, during the 2000 census, I was working for a company in Kansas, living by myself in a small house during the week and commuting home to the city every weekend. I kept getting notes left on my front door by a census worker with her business card attached, demanding that I fill out the census long form. I'd already filled out and returned the first census form I received, but only the info I provided, as required by law, was how many people lived at that address. One. Apparently, my address was one of the lucky ones randomly selected in depth for data mining. After the fourth time receiving a census note on my door, I wrote a memo, printed it out, stapled it to the last note she left, and left it for her to find on her next visit. She always came by when I was gone. The memo went something like this. To whom it may concern, a request for the census long form to be filled out by the occupant at this address has been received. The request for provision of data beyond what is required by law of U.S. citizens, this request is for the provision of data beyond what is required by law of U.S. citizens, and thus it may be considered to be a request for consulting services. My fee for consulting is $250 per hour. Due to the due to the issues of extensive bureaucratic red tape and slow payment. I have a 2-hour minimum fee for government entities, payable by cash in advance. If the U.S. Census Bureau desires to retain my consulting services, please provide the contact information with a direct phone number and email address for a Census Bureau official who is authorized to obligate funds for this purpose. Regards, and it was signed by one of us at usaprepares.com. What do you think, Frank?
Wow, what can you say?
Pretty cool, huh?
It is,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, you met this guy. Yeah, I'm not going to disclose who he is on the air, but I asked him if I could publish that on the website, usaprepares.com, and he said, he responded with one word, sure. Now, at that same year, I got a call from, the story is really simple. Mrs. Finelli came into my area of the company. She and I had a computer manufacturing company back then. She came over to my desk and said, here, this is for you. And it was an agricultural census form, and it was the long form. It was like, oh, I think it was like 30 pages, 32 pages, either 16 or 32 pages. And I looked at it, and I said, thank you. In the trash it went. And they harassed me. They harassed me for months. They called me up. They told me they were going to put me in prison. I said, come on. Come and get me. Go ahead. Come and get me. You guys know where I am. So I responded a little bit differently. I dragged it out, and I said, well, geez, why don't you send me one? And they go, okay. And they call me like a month later, and they said, you know, where is it? We haven't gotten it. Oh, why don't you send it to me? So I dragged it out, and then finally I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Come get me. So, this letter is absolutely brilliant. I love it. Charging them for it because it is requesting information above and beyond what they are legally entitled to know. And they're only legally entitled to know how many people live at that address at that particular point in time. That's it. That's all. And they have come to my house. They have come to this farm right here in Missouri. They've come to the farm twice. And they wanted information. One Census Bureau worker was so afraid because I came outside with my .45 in my holster. She wasn't used to being greeted that way. Not that I brandished it. I didn't even touch it. It just happened to be something I was wearing, just like I'm wearing it right now. Right now. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli. Well, let's talk about what's happening with finance in Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my
when you go
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Las Vegas, builders are starting to start up. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, what's happening in Las Vegas?
Well, there's a bit of a pulse. An acquaintance of mine worked on a subdivision in Summerlin, and they stopped all construction about 2.5 years ago, and houses went from 500 to 800 and then down to as low as 180,000. And a lot of this backlog has seemed to have been absorbed, and now the builder wants to finish the development off. So after a 2.5 year hiatus, he and other tradespeople are apparently back to work.
Frank, so let me see if I've got this right. So the price a couple of years ago, a little over 2 years ago, of this particular neighborhood, $500,000 for a house and lot, right?
Correct.
It went up to $800,000 for the same $500,000 house. It peaked at about $800,000.
Yes.
Okay, and then it went down to $180,000.
And as recently as a month ago, a house sold for $186. And I think that was the last sale, and I think there's no more inventory in there. And it's now the builder is starting up to finish off the project. So that's correct, yes.
So let me see if I've got this right. So a $500,000 house peaked at $800,000, went down to $180,000, which is one quarter of the price of the peak. And the $186,000 last sale is still below a quarter of the peak. So what do you have a feel for what he's asking for new construction? Will they be smaller in square footage or smaller, or will they be lower in cost of construction, meaning less cost per square foot by taking out either amenities or elements of quality?
Well, I think, these are like standalone houses, but they have no backyard to them, and they all have shared common areas like pool and fitness center. And I think that they can probably build it, just in my assumption, maybe for that like 180, and they could probably get like 300, 350 for it. And when they started building these places 11 years ago, they were selling, the developer was selling it for like 300, 310. So they probably think they can still get those, low 300s and just wash their hands of the project and recoup whatever is left to salvage. But it is a start.
So, Frank, let me see if I've got this right. Are you saying that the developer has ownership in the land and he's got to do something with the land? So in order to get away from this project, he has to build improvements on the land, which would be housing, and that is the game plan.
And it'll make the area a lot nicer, and it'll clear up that eyesore there.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about housing that has these community amenities, like the tennis court, like the community pool? With the associate, and bear in mind, there are costs that are part of that. Meaning, everybody pays for the tennis court, everybody pays for the swimming pool, everybody pays for the maintenance of those amenities. Right.
Right.
How do you feel? Do you have that in your neighborhood where you have those amenities, or are there standalone pools? And if someone wants a tennis court, they have to have enough land for it, or they go to use some other tennis court.
Well, this kind of lifestyle is very popular here, especially amongst baby boomers that like the amenities. And, I don't want to say it's a social club. People keep to themselves. But basically, there is a fitting for that. And as for the no backyard business, well, in the summertime, it's just so darn hot where nobody goes in their backyard anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And, for some people, it's a good lifestyle. And for others, say, like yourself, it probably wouldn't fit for you. But it's for baby boomers and I don't want to say first-time home buyers, because when you have kids and all this stuff, it would get cumbersome living in a place like that.
Let me ask you this: what would the amenity fee be for someone who has lives in one of these properties with no backyard, but they do have a community pool and community tennis court? Is it $100 a month? Is it $200 a month?
$200, $220. But you got to bear in mind, they come and they trim the trees, they mow the lawn, they keep the pool in good standing, they clean, they look after the equipment in the health club. There's internet, Wi-Fi in there, and exercise equipment, and also there's a guard at the front of the gate, so nobody comes and goes at free will. There's a check in there. And but if you like that, then it's ideal. But it's, again, when you look at how much it costs to maintain a home anyways. So if you're not able to maintain your own property, this would probably be the way to go for you, especially with the added convenience of 24/7 security.
Yeah, and I just did a quick calculation. If it, at the tax rate that many people pay, they would have to earn an extra $6,000 to $9,000 per year gross just to pay the amenity fee of $2,000 to $3,000 a year. So, yeah. And you know, for some people that makes a lot of sense. For me, I'd rather say, well, let's see, $9,000. I'll tell you what, I think I'll put my own pool in. But you know, I would have, I'd make sure I had a property that. Then I could put my own pool in, and then I would use the pool as a heat sink, and I'd dump the heat from the house into the pool.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. I mean, that's how I would do that. I would certainly use the pool to dump the heat and save on air conditioning costs. But, you know, you can't dump all the heat from the house into the pool, otherwise you'd be boiling the water in the pool. Frank, the dollar... We are pumping into digits into circulation, and it is inflationary. I'm looking at gasoline prices. I heard someone say at a meetup that gasoline went up almost 50 cents in one day here in Missouri. Have you heard of anything like that out your way?
Well, it was down to three and a quarter. Mm-hmm. And now it's $3.45 a gallon.
Okay, so it's not quite so bad there. $3.25 to $3.45. It's still a pretty big jump as a percentage. Yeah. You know, not quite 10%, but you know, those are big percentages. Just like the gold percentage of, I mean, I'm sorry, silver moving 1% per minute down for 6 minutes, losing 6% as we talked about the first hour. Okay, so as what do you think is going to happen? What do you see? Well, is it if the Fed stops pumping or when the Fed stops pumping?
I think it's when the Fed stops pumping. I think they'll stop pumping when they start to see some buoyancy and the markets can be weaned off the nipple, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that even this, a sign of this would probably even be helpful to the metals as well.
Okay, so when they stop pumping, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Less.
You'll see prices go down and yields go up. You'll see the dollar go down. Yes.
Okay. Well, Frank, do you think there's any risk for those who are holding precious metals right now, meaning physical gold or physical silver or physical platinum? In the long run, and let's make the long run 10 years, do you think there's any risk that they're going to get hurt, in your opinion?
Well, the biggest risk for physical holders, of course, would be the end-all confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to predict what will happen. Anything can happen. If the dollar does go higher, then you would probably see more of an erosion in holding it. So you have confiscation risk, you got dollar erosion risk, and that's pretty well what we're looking at today. So we have two things that are still with us. The dollar is going higher, and people who, as of this day, own physical, they're not being confiscated. But again, 10 years is a long time frame horizon to predict.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, back in the 30s, the 1930s, when our government made it illegal for people to own non-numismatic gold bullion, they were faced with going to jail if they didn't turn it in, massive fines and arrest, jail time, for not turning their gold in. And people were pretty polite back then. They were willing to wait in bread lines. They were willing to wait in soup kitchen lines. I wonder how long people would wait in line today for bread or soup. Or, and actually we don't, because we get cards now, and they look like credit cards, and they are food stamp. You can buy food with them that comes from the government. But I wonder how long people would think about turning in their gold or their silver to the government if the government said, you will do this. I wonder how long they would think about it. And I wonder if they would. I don't think they would, Frank.
Well, you saw this in fascist Germany where Jews were handing over their gold and silver and everything, you know, at gunpoint. And, you know, in the end, as you know, that didn't help them out. It is possible.
Well, and why would it be just gold or gold and silver or gold and silver and platinum? Why would it be limited to that? Why not ammunition? Why not firearms? Why not pressure cookers?
Because those would already be removed out of the way before that. That's why.
That's a really good point. Frank Underhill, he's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. And I'd like to talk about some items we have on the website when we come back. Interesting items. And you can read the post on the website, USAPrepares.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we've got a meetup tonight. And we're not going to be at the restaurant. We're going to be at City Hall. So meet up tonight, City Hall, Springfield, Missouri, 6:30. We're going to make our introductions to the city council and to Greg Burris, the city manager. We want to say hello, tell him who we are, and we're going to be on our best behavior. And we just want them to know that the next time we see them, we'll be on the agenda, and we're going to be talking about fluoride. So tonight, we're going to say hello. Television might be there. We're going to be talking about Walmart. We are in support of no more Walmarts in Springfield, Missouri. Now, why do we do this? Well, if we do this in Springfield, Missouri, a small city, this is the example by which you can follow. And you can do it where you live. All it takes is a little bit of effort. You have to put down the TV remote, and I know most of you don't watch TV because you're listening to Genesis Communications Network. You get your news from great sources. And we're going to have some fun tonight. So we're going to see how government works. Springfield, Missouri, 6:30, City Hall, downtown Springfield. And Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, there's a post on the website, contactless credit cards. Now, what's happening in the United Kingdom is people have their credit cards in their wallets or in their purses or on their person. And they go up to the cashier and they pull out, let's say, a debit card and they swipe it. But before they know what's happened, the transaction is against another card, one that they did not authorize, that is in their pocketbook, their purse, or their wallet. And they say within 11 inches of the reader. So now cards are being read remotely without being contacted, without being swiped. That is a huge concern to me. That means that if I'm walking around and I have one of these credit cards that this could happen with, charges could be made to my card as I walk by. It's an outrage. One more reason to do what you do, Frank, and that is avoid the use of credit cards.
Yep, completely. Vince, could I just go back to your meetup at City Hall? Are people encouraged to bring assault rifles and firearms, or do they have to leave them at home?
They have to leave them at home. No, you know, government buildings do not allow, or the people who work in government buildings do not allow you to bring your weapons. Now, they have theirs. They have theirs. They have the police, and they are there for everybody's safety. Okay, they're allowed to bring weapons, but we, the community, are not. So we're not bringing firearms to City Hall.
Well, they can stand outside the building with them, right?
Well, they can walk outside, yeah, but that's not what we're doing. We're going to, tonight, we're going to learn about government. We're going to see our politicians in action. We're going to see what they do, what they say. We're going to watch their movements. We're going to watch their hand signals. We're going to take their pictures, and we're going to learn who they are. Because the next time we come, we'll be on the agenda. And when we're on the agenda, we're going to talk about fluoride. And we are going to put them on the hot seat. We're going to say, here's the science. Here's what we know. Here's Dr. Norman Shealy. Here's what we want you to do. We want fluoride out of our water. We want you to stop poisoning our children, our parents, our friends, our neighbors, and us. And if we ship products that are food products that are manufactured in Springfield, Missouri, we want you to stop poisoning people that consume those food products that are outside and inside the community. We don't want Subway and Ziggy's and McDonald's and the other restaurants in town to use water that has fluoride in it. We don't want that. And one of the things that we're going to explain to them is that we're going to bring our own water to, or our own beverages to restaurants until they join in with this get fluoride out of the water. Frank Underhill, it's been great having you with us on USAPrepares.com. You can contact Frank Underhill at underhillsecurities.com. If you'd like to call him, I'll give you his number. 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. underhillsecurities.com. Link on the website. We'll be at the City Hall Council meeting tonight, 6:30. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.